Shortly before and after the new millennium, so-called smart guns got a lot of press. Personalized or childproof handguns, as they're also known, were featured on national TV shows. There was government funding for the technology. A couple of big-name gun makers were working on it. And so, too, were a handful of entrepreneurs across the country.
And I knocked my brains out. But I got ridiculed. I got harassed. And as a business person, at some point you got to draw the line.
Steve Morton drew that line over a decade ago. The Connecticut businessman now works in video surveillance. And though Morton believes his technology could have increased gun safety, he says smart guns are no answer to the intense national conversation that's honed in on his town.
The terrible massacre in Newtown, which occurred 2 miles from my office, by the way, was different. It's not about keeping a 6-year-old from killing a 4-year-old. It's about keeping adults from massacring innocents. It's completely different.
Some gun control advocates, they say otherwise.
That day, he just grabbed the guns that were closest to him, they were in easy access, and was able to use them. With childproof handguns, he wouldn't have been able to.
Brian Miller is the executive director of Heeding God's Call, a faith-based movement to prevent gun violence. In a previous gig as director of Ceasefire New Jersey, he helped lead the fight for the 2002 smart gun law. He says the technology might be able to foil some mass shootings, but it's really designed to prevent accidental gun deaths, especially among kids. Still, Miller thinks childproof guns would save thousands more by making suicide more difficult and by undercutting the black market for new handguns.
Because the purchaser, the straw buyer or the trafficker, wouldn't be able to, there'd be no point in reselling it because the people on the street who they would normally sell it to couldn't operate the gun.
But Miller says he's partly to blame for the smart gun's current legislative purgatory. He agreed to a compromise that helped get New Jersey's first-of-its-kind law passed. But here was the deal. Smart guns wouldn't be mandatory until 3 years after they were considered to be widely available.
So the result has been, unfortunately, that the gun companies who all know very well how to make these guns have refused to make the guns.
Well, the problem is the technology doesn't exist yet.
Scott Bach is the executive director of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. That's the state's official NRA affiliate. Bach's main objection to the smart gun idea is that handguns are meant for self-defense, and potentially life or death situations, he says, are no place for even the slightest degree of added uncertainty.
What if you're not home and your spouse needs to use it? What if you're injured in the process and the hand that you're supposed to use for your firearm to defend your life, the one that activates the technology, is unavailable?
Bach says there's no demand for the technology. Donald Sebastian is the senior VP for research and development at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Since 1999, the public university has been a leading player in smart gun research. The school has had a working prototype for years. It has 32 tiny sensors embedded in the grip and a recognition rate upwards of 99%. Sebastian says the original thought was that the gun industry would take the technology and run with it.
We thought that somewhere in that mix there ought to be some practical and practicable ideas for taking our on-off switch, if you will, and doing the rest of the job to turn the light on. It didn't happen.
As for why, Sebastian says smart guns may be a victim of the debate itself.
There was too much interweaving of these things in which one side would posit this as a, let me paraphrase, a government conspiracy to make your guns unreliable and unaffordable, right? And the other side perhaps secretly hoping that this would become a form of stealthy gun control, that it might limit the number of firearms that could be purchased because, for whatever reason. So we didn't want to be in either of those camps.
The school's funding for research on personalized handguns has run out. Gun control advocates in New Jersey say they may push to revive the current legislation. They'd like to see the law kick in at a hard deadline. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.